one of the main findings, that bigger households cause a larger carbon footprint, and that the difference between low income and high income is, I wouldn't say marginal, not massive. I mean, 25% is appreciable.
Benjamin Goldstein is a postdoctoral research fellow from the University of Michigan School of Environment and Sustainability and recently finished a study on the drivers of carbon footprints of household energy use across the United States. Goldstein says the main findings seem intuitive, but previously have not been documented across such a large sample. The study found that household energy use and emissions vary with climate, fuel source, building density, and age of construction, so northeastern states ranked highest in both categories. Utah performed well in this study, ranking 35th for energy used and 47th in greenhouse gas emissions based on household size, meaning Utah emits less greenhouse gas than expected in the urban residential sector. The amount of U.S. household energy use is not small. It makes up 20% of the total greenhouse gas emissions in the United States and would be considered the sixth largest emitter of greenhouse gases globally. In Utah, the residential sector is about 21% of the total energy consumption.
The most important takeaway for me was that we can't just sit back and wait for the background infrastructure to decarbonize. Decarbonizing electricity is not a silver bullet. We need to also have a multi-pronged, multi-sectoral, and multi-scalar approach to decarbonization of the residential sector.
This research emerged from a broader study of environmental footprints, says Goldstein.
We're actually interested in trying to highlight how our diets in cities influence the environment and show that it is a significant component of our personal environmental footprint.
And according to Goldstein, thinking about your personal carbon footprint goes beyond where we work and play. It also includes our consumption, food, clothing, and durable goods that may have a global supply chain.
Reducing our carbon footprint isn't necessarily just about having energy-efficient homes or having an electric car. We need to really think holistically across all dimensions of our lifestyle.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Carnaccione.